listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I want to talk to you about the last time. You'll see what I mean when I read to you from our text, 1 Samuel chapter 26, verses 22 through 25. It's a little bit longer than the normal passage we read on one of these daily times in God's Word, but stick with me as I read our passage for today. And David answered and said, "Here is the king's spear. Let one of the young men come over and get it. May the Lord repay every man for his righteousness and his faithfulness. For the Lord delivered you into my hand today, but I would not stretch out my hand against the Lord's anointed. And indeed, as your life was valued much this day in my eyes, so let my life be valued much in the eyes of the Lord, and let him deliver me out of all tribulation." Then Saul said to David, "May you be blessed, my son David. You shall both do great things and also still prevail." So David went on his way, and Saul returned to his place. For a second time, David had the opportunity to kill King Saul, and instead, he spared his life. This section of 1 Samuel chapter 26 brings us to the second time. David revealed the opportunity that he had to take Saul's life, and Saul meekly said that he was sorry. As David spoke to Saul, he said, "May the Lord repay every man for his righteousness and his faithfulness." David trusted in God who blesses the righteous and the faithful. David knew the truth of Hebrews chapter 6, verse 10 before it was written. "For God is not unjust to forget your work and labor of love, which you have shown toward his name." David also understood the principle Jesus later spoke of in Matthew chapter 7, verse 2. "With the same measure you use, it will be measured back to you." David wanted the extra big measure of God's mercy for himself, so David gave Saul the extra big measure of mercy. That generous measure of mercy would be a great blessing to David later in his life. It's an important principle for us to remember. We all want a generous measure of mercy from God, but what kind of measure do we give to others? What if God decided to deal with you according to that same measure? But David then said this to Saul. He said, "So let my life be valued much in the eyes of the Lord." David wanted to fulfill his call to be the next king of Israel, but he wanted both the throne and the blessing of God. He refused to take the throne through murder or rebellion. He would wait until it came to him God's way. In this, David trusted that God would protect him when he eventually did come to reign over Israel. At the end of it, David went on his way. Saul had invited David to return earlier in the chapter, but David did not take that invitation. He waited to see if the repentant words Saul spoke showed a genuine repentance in his life. They didn't. Saul's moment of regret never became anything like a true change of heart. There's a great tragedy in this scene. It's the last time that David ever saw Saul. Their relationship never reconciled. David went on to take the throne of Israel and to become the greatest human king Israel ever had. Saul went on to ruin, dying in unbelief in battle against the Philistines. Friends, learn from this tragic scene with David and Saul. Perhaps there is an unreconciled relationship in your life where you can show an extra measure of mercy. If you do that, God will see it and remember it. And you can do such a God-honoring kind of thing. today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.